This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What will the overall theme of the tournament be Monday morning when we're all back together?
That's tough because there's never one overarching theme that defines the entire tournament, but some of the bigger takeaways will be Cooper Flagg is back. Duke is a favorite because he'll probably look very good. They'll probably look very solid. So I think Duke will be reestablished, if there was any uncertainty at all surrounding them. I think by Monday morning, after the second round, I'm not sure the Cinderella is going to be invited anywhere this tournament. I'm not sure there's going to be any team like that that fits a profile. Cinderella staying home this March. And I think we'll probably have fewer SEC teams than people anticipated when the tournament began. You start with 14, you whittle that down. I just don't think that it's trending that direction. Could be wrong. And then the other takeaway would probably be it will be fun to have some of the old guard still represented. And you'll have the Izzo, you'll have Patino. Patino, if he has St. John's started slow, finished strong. But in those kind of guys, and there could be another one that emerges, you'll have some old guard type coaches, dyed in the wool college football or college basketball coaches that are always there in March. So I think it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully it'll be dramatic over the weekend, more dramatic than yesterday was, because having one upset to really hold your attention it was fun, but you want more.
I probably agree with you, David. I don't know that we're going to come in here and everybody's going to be like, can we do a Sweet 16 bracket, meaning that everybody's brackets are busted? But I am going to predict this. I'm going to predict that the theme might be, because there was a record-setting number of teams from the SEC, 14 put in, I think that we're going to find out tomorrow specifically that teams were misseeded. I am going to predict that both number one seeds tomorrow are going to be pushed. Houston is going to be pushed by Gonzaga. Creighton is going to push Auburn. And your game of the day, David, I think Arkansas is going to push St. John's as a number two seed. So I'm saying is that I think you just got one of the themes might be, while it is chalkity chalk 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 on Monday, and that might be everybody feeling all chesty because their bracket's in pretty decent shape, I think there's going to be a lot of sweats on Saturday night.
I think we're looking at a new champion. I think that, it'd be great if Porter could take care of UConn, but they're not getting past Florida. I would be really surprised if UConn could actually put together a couple of wins in this tournament. I just think that Florida is too good a team. I think that, I think that three-peat ends, and we're looking for a new champion for the first time in, 3 years?
That would be welcome news.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that I'm very curious to see how the Big Ten does. I'm not sure about the ACC. I don't know that that wasn't there isn't more trouble to follow. And you're right about there's just too many teams from the SEC. So someone's going down.
It'd be very funny, very amusing to find North Carolina still alive Monday morning, having to have everybody look at their if they make a run and win a couple games after winning the play-in game that nobody thought they belonged in.
It certainly is conceivable. It's not beyond the pale, but I don't know how much farther they'd go.
How good's Ole Miss?
Than that. Ole Miss is a pretty good team. Iowa State is a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to see. You know, certainly the three seed there is Iowa
what
State.
What about Lipscomb?
I don't think.
Lipscomb.
I don't believe.
You don't want to take anybody for granted.
Lipscomb is what you do when you've got like that, who's that young actor who was Bob Dylan? That guy had like a, he needed a lip comb because he didn't really have a mustache.
A lip comb. You mean like, so, you have that. So that actually is a noun, a different kind of noun.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I loved the tournament yesterday, and I think it's going to be tons of fun today. And then I think we'll start getting some clarity. And I think you're right. This is going to be a fairly chalky tournament. I think that's pretty obvious. Because even, you know, these upset teams, is McNeese now going to go on a run? I don't think so. Is Drake going on a run? No.
I don't think they are.
I mean,
they've got to beat Texas Tech. That's going to be difficult to do.
Could they do it? Yeah, I love
the
way they
threes,
play.
Yeah.
I love the way they play. They don't really hit threes, though. They just kind of...
But things have changed so much. You used to be able to find teams in the tournament that were together for 2, 3, 4 years.
Yes.
And they were coming together, and the culmination of that was a run in the George Masons of the world, the VCUs of the world.
Yes.
Well, nowadays, it's more like, well, even those teams that are mid-major-like have mined the portal. They came together for the first time a year ago, and it's not because they don't have the same kind of continuity or chemistry that some of those other teams that we're referencing before did.
We talked fondly about Loyola when they made that run to the Final Four. You know, Milton was their best player. He graduated, and they had a team that had been together with him, and they all of a sudden were a better team. Everybody was better than they had been, and they kind of grew together as one. It was so much fun to watch.
Low those many years ago, 7.
Yeah, may as well. Seems like it's a decade. Those 7 years feel like 10.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.